The Honolulu Police Commission announced last week that Police Chief Louis K. Aloha has decided to retire from his $190,000 a year job. That following notification in December that K. Aloha was under federal investigation. But Honolulu City Council member Kimberly Pine wants to know what K. Aloha's retirement package consists of and where the additional funds, if any, will be coming from.
We know that everyone should be afforded the right to be proven guilty before they are judged through government or any other entity. But a lot of people that I've spoken to would disapprove of any additional payout to the police chief that's in addition to what he's already has the right to based on our hiring laws.
Police Commission Chair Max Sword briefed members of the City Council's Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee. He says the current talks with Chief K. Aloha are ongoing and declined comment on specifics, only to say that the commission is operating under older rules.
In the case of Chief K. Aloha, we're operating under the previous charter of 2014, when he was re-upped in 2014.
City Council Chair Emeritus Ernie Martin also questioned Sword, noting that current talks with K. Aloha indicate there could be additional issues.
A normal public employee, when they retire, they don't have the right to negotiate additional terms and conditions. It's a straight retirement. So in this particular situation, when there are statements made to the effect that there are other terms and conditions applicable to the retirement, it's technically not a retirement, it's more of a settlement.
Martin again asked Commission Chair Sword if there were additional terms and conditions being discussed.
As you know, there's lawsuits and so forth that's pending and everything.
Course.
So, yeah, so we're working through that. We're slugging through that.
Probably said more than you should have said because, I mean, it can be construed, unfortunately, by the general public that some of these additional terms and conditions could involve lawsuits that have been filed by the chief.
Council member Trevor Ozawa recommended the Police Commission and City Council meet in executive session on the status of talks. After the briefing, Sword, who was late for another meeting, said the commission will meet January 18th and hopefully make a final decision on Chief K. Aloha.
We're in sensitive discussion at this point in time, so we're going to be meeting on the 18th. That's what we're dealing with.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.